Welcome to the PMPA's Speaking of Precision podcast, featuring your hosts, Carly Kistler-Miller, David Wynn, and Miles Free.
Hi, I'm Miles Free, and welcome to PMPA's Speaking of Precision podcast. Carly Kistler-Miller and David Wynn have joined me today, and today we are going to discuss the one sign to rule them all. Welcome, Carly. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Miles.
Thank you, Miles.
The one sign to rule them all. Am I supposed to think that you actually watched Lord of the Rings?
I read Lord of the Rings when I was in college in the 70s.
Read Lord of the Wings. Of course.
It was a set of three really thick paperbacks. And yes, I read it. I was amazed when they made a movie.
You were amazed?
Yes. That's an awful lot of material to get.
It was a lot of movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, nerd became trendy.
Nerds always been trendy, right? Right?
Well, there have always been nerds.
From us three nerds here.
Exactly.
All right, so what do you mean one sign to rule them all? What are we talking about?
So I'm always on the lookout for that one indicator that tells you the whole story. And I think we've talked about the diff at the Cleveland Cavaliers scoreboard.
Yes.
If there's only one number on that whole scoreboard, you know, what one number tells the story? Well, the diff, the difference between home team and the opponent. That's all you need to know. If, like me, you don't know a darn thing about basketball. And so in our shops, you know, what's the one thing that tells you about a shop? And on our mastery tour, we visited a shop that had one sign. And I'm telling you, that one sign set the pace, set the tone. It absolutely explained everything we saw.
So was this on our most recent one in the New England area?
It was.
Which shop would it be? I don't know. It could have been any of them. They were all pretty incredible. You're just going to have to tell us.
Well, they were all best in class, but this one happened to be AccuRounds.
AccuRounds. Okay.
And the sign I saw in the area that is traditionally, chronically, always the most disheveled kind of appearance in housekeeping, and that's where we handle our swarf, where we recycle our chips, where we spin the oil out, and there's just a lot of bulk materials handling, a lot of spillage. Those are never attractive places.
Okay, yeah. No, I can believe that.
So at AccuRounds, I could have a picnic. I could have a picnic on the floor adjacent to the chip spinner. It was pharmaceutical quality. And the sign that I saw that made it all click was on a post, and it said FOD awareness area. FOD awareness area.
FOD, what's that? From other departments? No?
Yeah.
All right, what's it stand for?
Yeah, foreign object debris.
Huh?
Foreign object debris. Imagine you're at an airport and your jet engine comes up to the gate and there's all kinds of stuff loose. And the wind from the jet engines make it into a turbulent flow and whirlwind, and maybe it hits one of the control surfaces on the airplane. Maybe it hits a window. Maybe it gets sucked into the engine and destroys the jet engine.
Okay, so the debris isn't from like a foreign material made across seas. It's from something that doesn't belong there.
Something that doesn't belong there, yes.
Oh, I'm with you now.
So foreign object debris, you know, awareness area. And they were aware. They were aware. What did you see, David?
Well, an extreme level of cleanliness above you know, anything that I had really seen in America, one of the things I always look for in a shop that's like a telltale sign, and it's something that you can't really prevent, and it always impresses me when you see people that really take to detail this, but when you look up in the rafters on top of the pipes and the conduits and the ductwork, and there's no film, there's no debris up there, that's an extreme level of cleanliness that's only achieved by a very small minority of shops.
You know, what's interesting to me about that observation, David, is, you know, when we talk about foreign object debris, FOD, I'm thinking macro level, things I can see. But you're actually recognizing that the dust and grit and dirt that might be in the air and then might land on these conduits or ducts or that, that's also foreign objects, and it was not there either.
Yeah, and they had an extreme level of elimination. You know, they understood the causes of that type of debris, and then they went to the extra mile to make sure it didn't happen. You know, they had mist collectors on every machine, and then on top of their mist collectors, they had an after filtration system to take it down. I think they said something like 2 microns or 1 micron, just a ridiculous level of air quality.
Yeah, they were actually emitting air that was cleaner than what they were taking in.
Okay, so you saw this sign.
Yes.
And you're saying it rules all.
It absolutely characterized the operations in that shop. There was no piece of dunnage in an aisle anywhere. I didn't see any chip carts at every machine. Didn't even see the chip carts. They had fabric to keep the chips and the oil in the containers. Didn't see any evidence of anything out of place anywhere in the shop.
They took the prevention to such a level that, you know, we've talked about this before, but they actually put the chips from the machines into the buckets that they're going to use in the spinner. So they're not getting transfer costs. They're not getting all this spillage at the spinner. That's partially why their spinner room was so clean. But then also, they're really pushing this FOD, that's a FOD awareness area. So they do not want debris. They want their performers to really be on the lookout for this and constantly be trying to manage the things and being preventative, not reactionary. And I think that's the key.
And it was taken to such an extreme level, Carly, such an extreme level that not only what David said, they used the carts, the buckets, and they return them right back to the machine, but the performer in that area actually swept out the chips that might be remaining in the chip cart after it had been dumped, because that one uncontrolled chip is an uncontrolled chip. That's FOD too. Wow. So there was not even a chip left over in the chip cart.
Wow.
Dream level of pride in every position there, that pride of what they did. They were proud to be there and proud to continue on the FOD awareness.
It really was. So FOD, I mean, there's better explanations than this, but FOD is formally defined as any object, alive or not, that brings in bird strikes, right?
Ooh.
Located in an appropriate location in the airport environment that has the capacity to injure airport or air carrier personnel and damage aircraft. Well, just substitute all those air words with manufacturing and shops and performers, and that's what it is.
And the live things are bugs?
Well, the live things are bugs, but I remember we had a listserv post, if not a month ago, 2 months ago, where how do I clean material that the pigeons have been nesting on in the warehouse for 30 days or 60 days?
Left their mark, did they?
They left their mark, and of course, it's very alkaline. It's high pneumonia. The birds have a very concentrated urine, so... Yeah, there was some chemical issues going on.
I don't know why you know that about bird urine. Why? Why do you know that?
Well, they don't want to carry a lot of weight, and water is heavy, 8 pounds a gallon. So you want a very concentrated urine. That's why you don't use chicken manure on gardens. It's too concentrated.
I love it. The things that are rolling around in that head of yours, I just
absolutely
love it.
My head is filled
Your
with
head
fod.
Is filled with fod.
You know, you bring up the aviation connection, and I remember so vividly, this is funny, you grab certain things from your childhood that stick with you, but we did a tour of the local airport when I was in Scouts as a kid. And there was this man that gave us the tour. And the whole time we were on the tour, when we were walking the runways, he was picking up rocks and little things. And he explained to us all about FOD. And he took such a level of detail and pride in making sure those runways were clear, even while giving the tour to us. It stuck with me my whole life. And it was really impressive. And then that they do the same thing at AccuRounds inside of a shop. It just kind of blows my mind.
Wow. Yeah, that kind of would stick with you, huh? Shows you expectations, level of expectations.
Absolutely. And I mean, they're exemplars of it. So, you know, in the U.S., we talk about good housekeeping, and in the Japanese quality systems, it's 5S. And, you know, we can talk about place for everything and everything in its place. But this was, I'm going to lapse into some David speak. This was taking it to a whole nother level. This was a whole nother level of housekeeping and diligence. And so that's really the question, I think, for all of us to answer is, what is that one sign, what is that one indicator that will give someone the impression that they should have about your operation, about your work? And, you know, maybe it's safety first. I would say I'm probably the safety first sign guy.
Right.
You know, don't know, but by golly, nobody's going to get hurt on my shift. And so what is the sign? What is that little brand identity for your operation? And we saw at AccuRounds that it was FOD awareness area, and it was geotagged the entire premises.
Wow. All right, let me ask you something. When we started going on these tours, you always looked at dumpsters for indicators. Is this the same kind of thing?
It is, Carly. So before I go into the shop, I want to look at the dumpster. And if I see a lot of FOD around the dumpster, I'm not talking about pallets, empty pallets. I understand, right, we're not going to put the pallets in the dumpster. We're going to stack them up and save them for freight. But if there's spillage around the dumpster, that kind of says you don't really care about, you know, there's just not that level of diligence. And if there's, you know, parts off machines and some scrap stuff and maybe some extra dunnage and nobody knew where to put it, so they just put it in the area around the dumpster, well, that sends a totally different signal than going and there's a dumpster and there's no stains and there's no chips and there's no trash and there's, you know, it's
you know the level.
You know the level.
The level of quality, yeah. Of okay, so that's did they have that sign anywhere else other than that area?
It was everywhere.
Was it?
It was everywhere, but
was
that's
so
where I saw
it. I was so busy oohing and aahing over everything else. I didn't even see it.
Well,
actually, that's not true. I saw it. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But now I do. Now I have a new appreciation for that.
Now you do. So, you know, we all sign our work.
Yes.
And I try to sign my work with safety first, and I try and sign my work with these are the true facts. And at AccuRounds, everyone there signed their work. We're aware of FOD, and it's not to be found here.
You know what's amazing is I mentioned to Diane, who works at AccuRounds, just how clean the place was. It's the first thing you notice.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, we're not even there yet. And I'm like, wow, okay. They're still working on it. To them, it's more to be done.
It's continuous improvement.
You got to love it.
It really is continuous improvement. But I have to tell you, they don't need to look over their shoulder because there's nobody in close second. It was, like I said, it was pharmaceutical quality. And as David said, you know, it was like European standard.
So are you challenging our listeners? Are you challenging them to have that indicator in their shop?
Well,
or to see what it is?
I'm asking them, what is the one indicator that tells the story of your shop. What is the one indicator? I'm hoping it's safety.
Right.
But as Acuron showed us, it doesn't only need to be safety. And just walking in as a visitor, no expectations other than reputation, I found one sign that explained everything I saw.
You know, one of the things at Acuron's, it was really illustrative of, show me that you will care in the small things, and then I'll give you the responsibility of the big things. And because everybody there had these major responsibilities, but they still took all that care in the little things. And I think that was really neat. You saw that in the pride.
I got so, nothing to add to that.
I think you just nailed it.
That wraps up today's podcast on One Sign to Rule Them All. What is the one indicator that explains the success of your shop? Please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. You don't want to miss one. Also, check out our Speaking of Suppliers podcast to hear how our technical members can help your shops.
For additional information, please visit PMPA.org, where you can find our knowledge centers filled with articles, webinars, more podcasts, and other resources just for precision machining.
And if you aren't already taking advantage of a PMPA membership, be sure to check out PMPA.org to learn how we can help you thrive. And why is a PMPA membership important, Carly and Miles?
Because we are better together.
Don't forget to join us next Monday on Speaking of Precision.